October 2023.
Two posts. Two corporations.
Billions lost.
10,000 kilometers apart. Two of the world's largest restaurant chains.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Starbucks morning.
Made a decision that would cost them dearly. They waded into a global event of seismic consequences. They chose the wrong side, and they triggered a firestorm.
You mentioned a genocide!
Mortals, you can hurt! You're supporting genocide!
What started as a social media backlash spiraled into a full-blown financial disaster. One that shattered their reputations and wiped out $18 billion in value.
This is not a classic story of David versus Goliath. This is a grassroots rebellion.
It's amazing.
Big corporations almost always win. But this time, they lost. Badly.
And this is how it happens.
You know, I'm very puzzled by the constant concern which the world is showing for the Palestinian people and is actually showing for these horrible, inhuman animals.
These individuals are savages. You don't need to take the gloves off. Turn the place into a parking lot.
עלו והצליחו, תכסחו אותם כמה שיותר, שלא להשאיר מהם זכר, שלא לא הם, לא אמא שלהם, לא הילדה שלהם, לא התינוקות שלהם, אסור להם לחיות לחיות האלה.
These weren't just fringe opinions. They reflected a broad sentiment within Israeli society, and Omri Padan was no different. For over 30 years, Padan had owned the McDonald's franchise in Israel, with its 225 locations scattered across the country. So McDonald's Israel took to social media and made a big announcement. They were donating 100,000 meals to Israeli soldiers, a contribution worth $1.3 million.
This came at a time when Israel was starving Gaza.
אין חשמל, אין מזון, אין מים, אין דלק. הכל סגור.
They seek anything to fight the pain of hunger. The young who each day go out to feed their families.
When Palestinians didn't have anything to eat, McDonald's was literally feeding Israel's war machine. This complicity sparked outrage.
McDonald's are giving free meals to the Israelis because, like, nothing will make you feel better after killing a bunch of Palestinian kids than a happy meal.
What started as anger on social media?
This you?
Quickly turned into a global call for boycott.
Like, five people in boycott. Free Palestine.
Now, in today's episode of Your Boycotts Are Working, I'm at the Minneapolis airport and check this out.
Waiting in line for order, barely anyone sitting there.
Way to go.
Do you know what that tastes like? Like a company that doesn't support genocide.
McDonald's branches in Arab and Muslim countries scrambled to distance themselves, but it was too late. The McDonald's brand had already been tainted, and boycotts soon turned into protests.
McDonald's, you can't hide!
McDonald's, you can't hide!
You make me for genocide!
McDonald's!
Boycott McDonald's!
Boycott McDonald's!
You're supporting genocide!
McDonald's wasn't just losing credibility, it was losing money. CEO Chris Kempinski admitted that the boycott was having a meaningful impact on business. Sales were tanking, not just in the Middle East, but also in France, Malaysia, and Indonesia. For the first time in 4 years, McDonald's missed its quarterly sales target.
The stock price plummeted by 4%.
Within hours, the company had lost $7 billion in value.
This was catastrophic.
And what was Kempinski's response? Blame the boycott on misinformation. Instead of pulling out of Israel, McDonald's bought back the Israeli franchise, hoping to end the controversy. But the damage was already done, and the boycott continues to this day.
Hi, I'm not really one for boycotts, but I have been persuaded. I think it comes down to what aligns with your values and about doing the right thing as compared to wrong.
Yeah.
And I think in this instance, it's quite stark because, you know, seeing starvation, I am now more careful where I spend my money, where I choose to shop.
This is proof that ordinary people, when united, can take on a big corporation and win. McDonald's wasn't the only casualty. Starbucks would fall even harder.
October 7, 2023.
A bulldozer smashed through the Gaza fence. A viral image of Palestinian fighters pouring through.
And then a single retweet. Solidarity with Palestine. It came from Starbucks Workers United, the union representing thousands of Starbucks employees.
40 minutes later, they deleted it, and what came next was an absolute firestorm.
In 2021, a wave of unionization took place in Starbucks stores all across the US because of terrible working conditions, low wages, and workplace harassment. This led to the formation of Starbucks Workers United. But Starbucks opposed these efforts and fought them tooth and nail.
Can I be honest? The coffee is the shit. In my research about corporations implementing stock prices, I came across Elon Musk and Tesla at the White House, but I didn't know what to make of it. So I went on Ground News, the sponsor of this video, to search more about the story and learn what was happening. Ground News gathers news articles from around the world in one place and shows you their political leanings, reliability, and ownership. The news of Trump and Elon having a car show at the White House was actually widely covered with 540 sources. The majority were from the center, like this headline, President Trump buys a Tesla and supports of Elon's baby. While left-leaning articles were critical, like this headline from the HuffPost, which reads, Trump shills Musk's Tesla cars outside White House, buys one. News articles from the right were more supportive, like this one from The Blaze that says, Trump plans to buy a Tesla vehicle to combat illegal boycott from leftists and to support Elon Musk. Ground News is an essential tool we use for our research and to learn more about different topics and perspectives. You can get the same unlimited access Vantage plan that I use for a limited time by scanning the QR code or using my link, ground.news/uncivilized. Don't miss out on important stories and make sure to click the link in the description.
At this time, the workers at this Starbucks will be walking out and going on strike.
Now, the company saw an opportunity to crush Starbucks Workers United.
First, they condemned the tweet. Then, they escalated even further, suing their own workers for trademark infringement. The union countersued for defamation.
Starbucks had miscalculated. Badly. This wasn't just a legal battle anymore. To many, the Starbucks lawsuit was an attack on pro-Palestinian solidarity and a form of corporate censorship.
Crazy.
A global grassroots call for a boycott erupted.
You make drinks for genocide!
Do you know what that tastes like? Like a company that doesn't support genocide.
Sorry, I didn't realize that was Starbucks coffee. I do not drink Starbucks coffee. I boycott Starbucks, and you all should too.
See, this anger wasn't new. It's been brewing for decades.
Howard Schultz, Starbucks' former CEO, was a vocal pro-Israel supporter. In 1998, he won an award for strengthening U.S.-Israel relations. And as a result, in the early 2000s, protests erupted all across the Middle East, forcing Starbucks to shut down all its locations in Israel.
History was repeating itself, and the impact was swift and severe.
By November 2024, Starbucks started seeing a 6% drop in its international sales, and by the end of the year, its stock price tanked by 9%, a loss of $11 billion in value. Following that, Jordan and Malaysia started closing down their stores. The company overseeing Starbucks branches in the Middle East fired 2,000 workers, but the biggest blow came the summer of 2024. Net income was down 15%, and the company's shares had fallen by 18% since the beginning of the year. And that's when Starbucks fired its CEO. And despite its new leadership, the company continues to suffer under the ongoing boycott.
Starbucks thought it could silence its workers and outlaw Palestinian solidarity. It thought it could ride out the storm, but it underestimated the power of collective action. The fallout wasn't just about profits. It was about a fundamental shift in power. This isn't the first time corporate giants have fallen to boycotts.
During apartheid South Africa, companies like Shell, IBM, and Barclays faced massive global boycotts for their role in supporting the racist regime.
At first, they resisted, but as the pressure grew, they collapsed.
Student protests were the biggest the nation had seen since the Vietnam War protests of the 1960s, and succeeded in pulling hundreds of millions of dollars out of corporations doing business in South Africa.
The lesson? Boycotts work. And the same forces are now at play with Palestine. Israel is terrified of boycotts, divestments, and sanctions. It sees what happened in South Africa as a cautionary tale for its impending collapse.
They spend hundreds of millions of dollars fighting them, lobbying governments, and branding any call for boycott as anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitism. Let us call out the BDS movement for what it is.
The government even created a ministry tasked with fighting them through propaganda campaigns, pressuring corporations, and legal battles against pro-boycott activists. In the U.S., over 35 states have passed legislation penalizing individuals and businesses who boycott Israel. These laws were heavily backed by pro-Israel lobbying groups funded by the government in an attempt to silence dissent by equating economic protest with discrimination.
And despite all these efforts, Israel has been unable to stop the growing momentum of boycotts around the world. And history has shown us, once a boycott movement reaches critical mass, change is inevitable.
From the boycotts against apartheid South Africa, to the Montgomery bus boycott, consumer movements have shaped the course of history. Now, we're also seeing it play out with Tesla in the United States. Corporations wield immense power, but only as long as the public allows them to.
McDonald's and Starbucks lost $18 billion because they bet against people. They gambled that their brands were too big to fail.
But they failed to recognize the strength of United Movement. This is more than just a financial loss for two companies. It's a message.
The fight isn't over. Boycotts rage on. And if history tells us anything, this is just the beginning. Because when people demand accountability, no one can stand in their way and no corporation is safe.